Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time. It's that time of night. I got to talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? I'm talking about the men and the women. Yeah. Man, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. All right? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores, too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. Mm-hmm. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Hoax, hoax. Hey. Holy moly, diamonds on my roller. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. Hocus pocus, ram me with votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch focus. Hocus pocus, eating ram me with votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch focus. I'ma break it down and gon' collect. If I go down, I'ma call collect. Take her to the mesh and take her to the bowl. I be popping pills, they be slipping snorts. Bumping on that Molly, smoking that Jamaica. Willie's on the Harley, South Queens, Jamaica. 500 rounds, 500,000 car crews. 5-star telly, 5-star bitches all choose. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. 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 Hocus pocus, ram me with votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch focus. Hocus pocus, eating ram me with votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch focus. Diamonds on my rollie, chains like a jewel. My bitch from Cuba and my lawyer Jules. Hocus pocus sniping bitches disappear. Sipping all this clear, I ain't thinking clear. Look at my rollie, sipping and pippin' like Goldie. I'm a syrup like I'm Tony, silver surfer macaroni. And that drop head with the lemon head, 100 no dime. Shorty caught me 10 rollies, still got no time for it. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. 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 Hocus pocus, ram me with votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch focus. Hocus pocus, eating ram me with votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch focus.
Dog.
felt like my vision been bigger than a bigger picture. Crazy how you gotta wait until it's dark out to see who really with you. Crazy how even when it misses, shit'll come back around to get you. Crazy like all my niggas. Crazy like all my niggas. Remember I deleted all my other girls' numbers out the phone for you. Remember when you had to take the bar exam, I drove in the snow for you. Yeah, you probably don't remember half the shit a nigga did for you. Yeah, you ain't really fuck with me way back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah, you thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now? Yeah, always been daddy's little angel. I bought your dad a bunch of shit for Christmas, he ain't even say thank you. I had no money left from back and I was focused on the music. I used to always try and burn your CDs and my new shit. You be like, who's this? I be like, me, girl. You be like, oh, word, true shit. Then ask if we could listen to Ludacris. Them car rides made me feel like I was losing it. Yeah, made me feel like I ain't have it like that. I was average like that. Started drinking way more than I used to. People form habits like that, girl. Yeah. Man enough to tell you I was hurt that year. I'm not even Christian. I still went to church that year. Guess I just had to pretend that year. I ain't even see my friends that year. Places that I should have been. You ain't really fuck with me way back then. But how about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now?
Sometimes I don't let go. I shine, I shine, I let it go. It's fine 'cause you're young. What's up, baby? Yell everything this time, you know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims, yellow big booty, yellow bones,
yellow
rounds, yellow MPs, yellow watch, yellow charm ring, chain,
yellow
living room set, lemonade Gucci shoes for my girl.
Scoochie.
My time, I'm sitting on sixes, no 20s in my gun. Look at this more than I can, because it is a lemma. My life on Georgia beaches, but you look more like a lemma. Sour apple, bitter, bitch, I'm not playing with them. I'm truly stupid, paid, this is how I feel today. I'm moving slow, cause Cody Cyril's in my lemonade. I'm standing in the shade, and I'm selling lemonade. Sixing in a pipe, they're going right off in the A. Lemonade, diamond, brush, then put it in your face. Lemon head, diamond earrings I wore yesterday. I'm flipping, wearing Renan, that's just how I'm chillin'. I'm smoking grapes and selling chickens, Corvette painted lemon.
Scoochie.
All right, I'm live on the gram, I'm live on Face, I mean, YouTube. I got to start doing Facebook again, seeing if I could go live. You know, I was having mad problems going live with YouTube, Facebook, and the gram at the same time. So we're going to do an experiment, see if I can make that happen. Hold on. Go live. Since I have no live videos. Yeah, because y'all wasn't letting me do it. And the thing had the nerve to switch it up too. All right, seems like it's going to do it. Screen share, no. Go live. All right, it started. Let me go live on Facebook. You know, that ain't going to last long anyway, because that's just how things go. Well, this is your boy, Jonah Bay. And you're listening to the Consultation Wednesday with your man, Jonah Bay. I'm here to answer all y'all questions y'all got on the various laws and processes that I showed y'all. But, yo, let me tell y'all a secret that's probably going to piss y'all off. Y'all don't even know about it, but you're going to find about it right now by your man, Jonah Bay. Check it. Yo, the energy that these energy companies are using, you know, here it's called Georgia Power. They got all these companies, electric companies all around the Americas, really around the world, right? What y'all don't know is, did y'all know these companies is using free energy? But they're charging you like they had to make some machine or something. They are pulling the energy from the ether. We are under a free energy paradigm, always have been, but they're not letting you know so that they can charge you and enslave you. How do I know this? Next time y'all look at, if it was daytime, I would show you power cords. That's right outside my front door. When you look at these so-called power stations where the wires is running, those wires is ran on antennas, just like the antennas that was on all the old buildings and old churches and old energy centers, right? And those wires, the copper is being used to pull the energy from the ethers, from the air, right now as we speak, right? If they were really producing power themselves, they would just be able to put those power stations, those wires in the ground so that it would take up no real estate, right? But they don't have that. They have them going across practically everywhere. Then on the outsides of your cities, right? And then when it leaves the city, when it gets to the city, they put it underground. But they got all these towers all around your city because they're pulling in free energy from the atmosphere. So they never stop using free energy. Always existed and still exists to this day, but they're charging you for it. What y'all gonna do about that? What are y'all gonna do about that? Things that make you go, That being said, I'm gonna open up the call lines and get some questions in. See what y'all got to say about those things and whatever questions y'all have. I'm going to 901-631. Peace to the God. Peace.
All right, peace to the gods, John. Peace to the gods, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
All right, man, I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great myself, man. That's an interesting thing that you just said, man, because it kind of was curious to me. I was kind of curious about that a while ago because I kind of took up some electrical course, and I was putting together exactly how electricity, you know what I'm saying, was really forming together, you know what I'm saying? And, man, when you just said that, it kind of makes sense. I said, dang, yeah.
Not
crazy.
Only are these towers on my block, but down the street is the so-called power station. The power station is smaller than a one-car garage. You know,
right.
Damn well,
yeah,
that ain't the thing that's giving the whole city power.
Exactly.
You know, good damn well, that's not it. Right?
Right, right.
So what's going on? If you look at those towers that got all the electrical wires on, and you look at the antennas on the old pictures, you're going to see it looks identical to those antennas that was on all the old buildings. See, what they did was
right.
They put the power station and those wires on the outskirts so they control the flow of it coming in to the cities, right? Whereas when the Moors ruled things, guess what? We had each and everybody's house pulling their own power. With the
same
technology. With the same, and believe it or not, you don't have to believe me. You can go look on the walls of so-called Egypt over there in Africa, and they'll show you diagrams and hieroglyphics of the same shit. It's called the Djet Pillar. And that technology is all around the world in all the ancient buildings. I don't care if you're in Japan, China, anywhere. Same shit. And let's not forget, I am an engineer.
Right, right. Hey, you know, that's crazy because I was just watching a video where this young dude had came out with the, he had made gasoline from plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, these people charging us, man, they raising the gas prices up.
You did hear about that guy in Michigan who created a generator that pulls from the earth and makes pure water.
And makes pure water. Yeah, I seen
on the air,
that.
Right?
I seen
pure
that.
Pure water. See, what they have
and somebody
doing
tried
is to
do is destroy
everyone
it too.
Who comes with free energy. Or I don't think Nikola Tesla ever existed. I think it's a name that they made up to say, oh, well, some of this technology that we know about is coming from him when it's actually ancient technology coming from biblical days.
Right. Right. Yeah,
you know
they come up with some ideas like that.
The Eiffel Tower, you can Google the Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower, right, is a free energy machine. Now, they had two more towers on the side of it. And originally, they took them towers down to stop it from working properly.
Oh, wow.
Yo, the past is something serious, man. It will not be held back. This information
right.
is public knowledge now.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's real. Hey, so I'm going to go ahead and ask my question because I know you probably got a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to find out, like, you know, and some of those books, they had, like, they named, like, court cases. How do I get those court cases? Like, which courthouse or whatever would I have to go through to get those court cases?
Okay, so you're talking about in the treaties book?
Yeah.
You can Google the actual court case, and it's going to be an actual government site, and government sites are self-authenticating.
Okay, so I could just pull it off the internet.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, if you really want to work harder, if you want to work harder, then you would pull it down on the internet, make a giraffe, and have a notary say it's a true and correct copy.
Right. Okay. My next question is, have you ever did anything with, like, adverse possessions?
You know what? I've never completed it and said I did it personally.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I started it, never finished it, and all that, so I'm going to say no.
Okay. Cool.
You know, I don't like
that
talking about shit I ain't do personally.
Right. Yeah, I was just kind of working on, you know, I had a couple of people that came to me and they was, you know, trying to work on an adverse possession. I said, well, you know, let me ask Jonah, man. That's who I get a lot of my information from. So
right,
he never worked
right
on it, man. You know, shit. If I can't find the laws on it, I don't want to mess with it.
Nothing that I could actually teach and show you how to do it. No.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, shit. Say less. All right. You're the folk, God.
All right. Peace, God.
Peace.
All right, I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 562-588. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah.
What's up, my brother?
Yeah, that what you're talking about, the electricity, that's just the way you think about it, that brings real insight, you know, that, and it's good to hear. And it's an emerging vision for the future, you know, what's ancient. So it's good to hear you talk about that. I'm not an engineer, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of engineering now on the internet, you know, basics and people learning how to do things on their own. And yeah, a lot of secrets coming to the open field for everybody to view. So it's great
right
that you're talking about it. Yeah.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I have a question though. It's real vital because, I mean, our civilization right now, what we have, they're saying we have like 5,000 years, and some other civilizations, we're like 30,000 years old, like, so then it just keeps cycling, you know, it goes up and it crashes. Or I don't know how you feel about that, but
I think that all the history that we've been told around the world has been done over. It's called reconstruction for a reason, or it's called New World Order. Believe it or not, y'all been living in the New World Order already. The New World Order was them hiding our illustrious history as Moors, right? You got people on the internet every day saying we ain't Moors and this ain't ancient Egypt and all this, but the actual documents that I'm showing is proven otherwise. It's Supreme Court says otherwise, like I said Monday. So, you know, they have constructed this history. It's just like they told you that the first time black people was ever able to fight in a war was what? What's it called? What's the name?
The Civil War?
Civil War. And that's not true. You read Pitchfork Bill Tillman's, and it tells you that the whole government was so-called black people, and the armies was black people, and they kept their government intact by using the army. So, you know what I mean? And that's the official record of Congress, the official record of congressional record. But, of course, no one knows this information. You see what I'm saying? And then they will even tell you that, you know, the so-called Buffalo Indians, right, they were black people that were sent to wrangle up other black people and put them in slavery. They don't tell you about that either.
Yeah. Yes, indeed, indeed, man. That's it's in the Library of Congress. It's in the public record, but it's not played up at all. And so it just, you can hear it, but it's like it just doesn't. Yeah, the people just don't see it. Like, where they don't know, have any idea where to look or how to put it in reference to their worldview.
I told y'all they wasn't gonna let this Facebook rock, yo. They crashed the whole Facebook, so my live would have to stop. I knew it was gonna happen, but it's all good. But yeah, I mean,
yeah,
nothing that we are told was the truth, man. It's just plain and simple. They lied about everything. This is why we got to get our money right, and we got to teach our own kids. As Moors, we got to teach our own people. We can't be a part of them. You know, like the Bible says, get out of her, my people. You know what I mean? You can't be a part of her, the harlot.
Indeed, man. Indeed. I'm actually trying to help someone who got involved with the Kingdom of Hawaii.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with that. And I just hearing about it this year, I didn't really know too much. It seems kind of like sovereign movement, but then they have like a group. It seems like they're working out of a trust.
Well, I want you, if you're going to help them, I want you to pick up a book. I made my kids read this book. It's called The Last Queen of Hawaii. Get that book,
right,
read
okay.
It. It's not a sovereign thing. Their land was stolen. It's documented. It was stolen and all of that. And America has never been the owner of Hawaii at all. It's just
like the case
that I told y'all about Monday. America don't own North America. The Americas.
Right.
They said that the mound builders, the Moors, own it.
Queen of Hawaii. And I have the question I have, because she got caught up with CPS. Her children were born to the Kingdom of Hawaii. They didn't have a birth certificate. Then CPS came in to her land over here in California, and then her family, took the children. Somehow the CPS gave the children to the next of kin. Her sister don't want to give them to him. So now at this point, she's at where...
She has to learn more law. She has to learn more law. She has to know the Constitution, the CPS laws, because CPS says they can't take the kids without her permission. It was unconstitutional and all that. She probably want to contact David Jose. He specializes in that. I don't. So he want to do that. He can help her get her kids back from CPS.
Right.
And
yeah.
He can do a 241, 242 suit and sue them. Now, when it comes to the 241, 242, 1983 suit, she can contact me again, and I'll show her how to do the suit. But to get the kids back, she need to, you know, contact David Jose. That's his fight.
Right.
He specializes
in it. And it's not too late, they're saying she has to do her appeals by February, and, you know, she's about to lose, she's contacted, she's like, I'm about to lose the case, so does she have to put anything in Do I have to help her put anything in before
when you
the,
say she's about to lose the case, you're talking about the CPS case?
Yeah. Yeah.
I told you, contact David Jose. I don't fuck with
that. Oh, David Jose. Okay. All right. All right. That'll work. Man, thank you. I appreciate it.
No doubt.
All right. Peace.
You know, what y'all got to realize is I only specialize in the stuff that I experience, that I do, that I teach. Like, for her, she can't – I did have to deal with it ain't called CPS here. What's it called, Shell, here? DFACS. I dealt with DFACS. They tried to take London from us, and I shut that shit down. Actually, y'all go into archives, and I got the show. I got the recording on a show when I went into court and fought them DFACS and won. You know what I mean? But I used the Constitution, and I fought them before they had my child. They wanted me to bring them in and turn them over. I said, that shit ain't happening. You know what I mean? So y'all want to go in them archives and hear that show. It was real entertaining. I actually was like, Elizabeth, I'm coming to you, baby. I'm coming to you, baby. Acting like I was Fred Sanford dying and shit. I was clowning them. I was having fun in court. You know, I knew my rights. I stood on them and shut it down. As far as fighting a case where they already got the child, all that, I'm not good for that. I don't specialize. I only dealt with DFACS that one time. Anyway, I'm going to call a 561-856. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. What's going on, John?
What up?
Oh, nothing, man. That energy thing, man. That shit crazy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I'm an electrician. And, you know, I always ask the question. Well, not because I done did regular homes, high-end homes, and stuff like that. And I was asking the question, where they getting the power? Where exactly is it coming from?
You ain't never seen
why?
The power station where they supposedly making this power. You ain't never
so
seen
nobody,
it. No one has ever seen
Nate
it.
Green
it doesn't exist. I hate to, you know, sometimes I be like, yo, I don't know why I'm going to say this to people. They going to be kind of pissed off.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but when I, like I said, I'm an electrician, I touch, like, I see a lot of wires when it's lit,
mm-hmm.
when it ain't. And it's like, I don't really see nothing. So, you know, unless it hit the wrong thing.
Right.
You know, what is it? And I done shot myself a couple times, but,
right.
It, you know, it just don't feel like it's coming from no central location, you know,
not
from the earth. I mean, you know. From what they making it, you know what I'm saying?
It's coming from the atmosphere. The energy comes from the earth. Why do you think we have something called grounding?
Yeah, every
grounding,
house. That was my
thought. To the actual earth, right? So the energy is coming from when you ground it to the earth and from the sky. That's where the electricity comes from. Now, y'all see this free energy all day, every day. When it's a lightning storm, you see it. But they didn't told y'all a lie about what it is.
That's crazy.
You being an electrician, you know it's obvious, right? Because you know how it supposedly works. But most people don't even realize that's what's going on.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, man, I definitely I got the consultation. I don't know if you remember I called about a week ago for the child support injunction.
Right.
Yeah. So I just wanted to let you know that over here.
Didn't you already do it?
I did it so you can look at it, take a look at it, and make sure everything good on it and whatnot. And then,
you
and I also paid the consultation. No, not yet. I just paid.
Oh, you just paid and you didn't send it to me yet. Okay. All right. I know, hold on, let me, being that you talk about this shit, right, let me show you what's called. So the brother, I ain't going to say his name, he sent me an email, I worked on his, he said, child support called my baby mama and asked her to come to court talking about the lawyer wants her to be there, LOL. I told her I put in some paperwork, but she doesn't know what it is, LOL. I was thinking they probably want her as a witness against me, and they also mentioned to her modification hearing because my son is 18, but none of that will matter after the injunction is addressed and the case is dismissed. Do you have any thoughts on what they're trying to do by letting her know about my paperwork and asking her to come to court? He really, y'all, he don't understand. In the paperwork, I proved that child support was slavery. I also proved in his child support case through the child support injunction that the woman is not his creditor. She does not have a promissory note from him saying that she gave him something and he owes her, and that's what the promissory note is for. Child support don't have, the agency itself doesn't have a promissory note from him or anything, so they're not the creditor. The motherfucking kid don't have a promissory note from him or anything, so the kid can't be the creditor. Now, if none of these people are your creditor and they've been taking money, that's slavery. See, this is what I'm trying to tell y'all and really get y'all to understand what slavery is. Slavery is not the shit y'all see on TV. That is not the truth. Slavery has never in the U.S. been that way. Why? I showed y'all the articles of association that proved that slavery was discontinued before the United States started itself, right? So they did the Puffy remix and started giving y'all job applications. Job applications. And they have enslaved you through products and job applications. Just like we're talking about tonight. If you're paying for something that they have for free, that the earth produces for free, then they enslaved you. No animal on the planet has to pay to be here but the humans. And they claim that some people owns this shit. How you gonna own something that the earth produces for free? Right? So, yeah, that was his shit. So the reason why his baby mama is being asked to come to court, because when she come to court, they're going to shut down the case because they have no way of trying to collect on him because he pointed out it was slavery, and slavery is not allowed in the United States. He also pointed out just by common sense, none of them is his creditor. If they can't produce a contract saying he owes them money because they gave him something, they're not his creditor. So they might even ask her the return on and popping, y'all. On and popping. Ain't no one going to enslave me with anything. Believe that. I understand what the assignment is.
Got it.
You got anything else for us?
So, yeah. My last question. I'm still studying on how to get, I'm still reading on how to get the DBA down to Florida. And I was just trying to see, is it possible to start building credit in the private before I get the DBA as far as personal private?
So, private is when you're not using that social for anything. So when you get an EIN, right? You can build credit on any EIN. You don't have to have a DBA to do that, right? Now, what I'm hearing, like what I heard even Monday's show, what I'm hearing is y'all want to do these things so y'all don't have to pay taxes. The problem with that is I already got rid of y'all paying taxes. Y'all need to do the tax injunction. Y'all need to get up there by the tax injunction. So a lot of the things y'all are trying to do is unnecessary now that the tax injunction is out. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha. And so just to be clear, you know, building credit on the EIN, that's still valuable as far as
Right. Well, it's valuable in the sense that you need to build credit because you're never going to use that social again, right? And you're going to need credit, like funny credit if you buying something online, all types of things that, you know, some stores, you can't even buy nothing in the store or restaurant unless you have a credit card. They don't accept cash, which I'm about to do a suit against that. It's unconstitutional. I'm stepping to the actual company that's doing that, and I'm going to step to the government as well. Unconstitutional. 241, 242, 1983 suit. And y'all going to have to start doing suits like this with me to shut this so-called total enslavement of the people when they're trying to do a cashless society. They're going to have to keep an option open where people can use cash. All right?
All right, man. Thank you. Thank you. I'll get that email over to you.
All right, then. Peace, God. I'm going to next caller, 573-330. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, peace. What's going on, Jonah?
What's up, my brother? Peace to the God.
Matt, it's always good to hear your voice, my friend. It's always good to hear your voice. No homo. All right, I got a couple questions for you, sir. On the IDP, am I using the strong name or the spiritual name?
Dog, that's a crazy question. Hey, but you're a newbie, so I ain't going to get on you.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I don't get on newbies. I get on people who's supposed to know the answers. First, I'm going to say you need to get into the archives and start listening more. You need to listen to at least a show a day, brother. Now.
Yes, sir.
Bro, your straw man is what they call a 14th Amendment citizen, a United States citizen, right?
Uh-huh.
So why the hell would you have an IDP for that when you already got a license for that and it's getting you in trouble?
Say no more.
The Bible tells you to be born again. That means take on a new name and do business in the new name. Noble Drew Ali said take on a new name and do business in the new name. So, yeah, it's supposed to, everything I have, credit cards, all of that is in Jonah Bay. My IDP is under Jonah Bay. My straw man's name is Jonah Scott. I don't know Jonah Scott. I haven't used it in many, 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 many years, like 20 years, dog. No one even really, you had to know me before my metamorphosis to even hear the name Scott. The only reason why y'all know my straw man name is Scott because I use it as a teaching tool.
Uh-huh.
I do nothing in the name of the straw man, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, my next question.
Ooh. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
No problem. The brother was mentioning child support. Now, when I went down 14 years ago, the state of Missouri had froze that, right? But now that I'm in the halfway house.
Froze what? Your child support?
Yes, sir.
So no, now they're trying to hit you with arrears?
Not yet, but I'll kind of be proactive just in case they do come to me.
Duh. when they come to you, you're going to go and buy the child support injunction, and then you're also going to get a consultation, and we're going to take care of it.
You got it.
All right, then.
I got one more.
Go ahead.
All right. On one of your shows that I heard, you had given the example of how the Express Trust was set up as far as who the grantor is, who the trustee is, and who the beneficiary
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
You use your wife as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I noticed from the little that I have read that the grantor was the first, middle, last for your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Then the trustee was the last, first, middle, with you and your kids as the beneficiary. Then later, the trustee transferred responsibilities to the sister because she is foreign.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in that situation, wouldn't the person on the IDP be foreign to fulfill that role?
No. That's called a sham trust.
All right, I understand.
All right.
All right, thank you.
I'm going to the call of 408-761. Make it quick. We only got about 6 minutes.
Hey, peace, brother, Chilling the Bay. I have three questions. I turned in the paperwork for the annulment, and they asked me to send in watch a video and then send a few forms asking for the my bills, so everything where I work and all that kind of stuff. I'm not even using the Social Security, and they're also asking for my ex. What should I do in that situation?
You said for annulment of a marriage.
That's me. I put in for the annulment of my marriage.
Okay.
She's married.
So. Do she have a lawyer? Who has a lawyer?
No, nobody has a lawyer.
So
I just turn it in.
You to do self-incriminating. They're asking you for that information because they're trying to give her alimony.
Yeah, so what I do in that situation.
By what they're asking you, they're not trying to give you annulment. They're trying to give you a divorce.
Okay. So what I do in that situation?
Yeah, man.
And I already got a consultation from you, just so you can check out the paperwork. So.
Man, I have to look at that paperwork again. I got to get more details from you. I can't answer this right now. No.
Okay, got it.
You wore myself up like that. That's a deep question.
Oh. Yeah, okay, got it. Okay, and the other one, they're asking for my kids. And they said that they want to my son is missing a couple of vaccinations.
Y'all already got
kids
together. How y'all doing an annulment? Y'all got kids and stuff together. That's called a divorce, man. That ain't called an annulment. Annulment is when you're married less than a year.
Yeah. So see, the thing is that she got married in Mexico. And then
mm-hmm.
a few years later, she got married with me here. And I do have the marriage certificate that she has and also the one that I have.
Ah, nigga, you going to be straight, yo. Show all that proof and say, yo, this marriage didn't count. She got married twice, falsely. I'm not her husband.
Yeah, so she got the package. I already turned it in, but then they asked me to call the self-help center, and they asked me also they can help you out.
I would call them and see what they want, man. You already got the evidence to prove what it is. This person don't know how to use a damn doorbell?
Yeah, so that's where I'm at right now, actually.
Keep the cover wrapped around. She can't go. He's right there. Who is it? I'm sorry, y'all. I got my dinner coming.
Nothing.
What was you saying, bro?
Oh, so what I do in this situation right now? I mean, I have my the day tomorrow. I can go in court and ask them
because they don't want to find out what's going on. If you don't like what they say, just say I need time to get counsel.
Okay, got it. And also, since they're asking, I put my son here, enrolled him, my son in school, so they asked me for vaccinations, and I don't want to, and I do not want him vaccinated.
Okay,
what can I do?
I have a document for the vaccination, religious exemption for vaccination. You're going to have to hit me in an email. I'm going to send you the form. You're going to hit me with a donation.
Got it. Got it. And the last one, the discharge, when I buy gas, for example, and I get the receipt, the information, how do you fill out the 1099A? Is it in the discharge webinar?
It's on the discharge. Charge webinar. I showed everyone how to fill it out.
Okay, got it, got it. That's okay. That was my question because I want to get that webinar too. And I guess I'm just going to wait for the consultation then, just so you can share the paperwork. I put it like where it says that trust. But okay, got it. Peace, God. Thank you.
All right, y'all. That's our show for today. Hope y'all enjoyed. Hope some of those questions had to deal with some of the questions you had. If not, it's always next week, right? And for all the people who want to get called in, y'all got to call in. It's 516-418-5649. 516-418-5649. We got an upcoming seminar. Go to jonahbay.com. For more information, it's going to be here in Georgia, all right? It's called Set the Record Straight, all right? Peace. I'm out.